When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Hey, real quick update, because we covered this at length in the 2 o'clock hour. Apparently all hell broke loose for the third year in a row at Lee's Summit's downtown days. Shawnee had there this weekend too.
Old Shawnee days.
Old Shawnee days. You know, these festivals are all going around. And a large group of bored, idiotic teenagers once again.
This is in Lee's Summit.
In Lee's Summit. Ruined it for everybody. And we had a caller in the 2 o'clock hour say he was scared to death. His 11-year-old
granddaughter,
they ran and got her out of there. He says they will never go back. Mm-hmm. And we had asked, was anyone injured? Because they arrested a bunch of teens and then released the kids to their parents.
There was bear spray used.
One of the teens deployed bear spray, which is battery. Yeah. And I hope... charges to the fullest are brought. This is the third year they've had issues. Channel 41 just posted this update. A woman was hospitalized after she was trampled during the panic at Lee's Summit downtown days.
That's too bad.
J.D. Schiller said what happened was supposed to be a fun Saturday night that turned into chaos. Fights broke out. One person deployed bear spray, sparking a panic. Her friend was injured in the chaos, she says, quoting here, she was shoved to the ground, hit her head bad, was bleeding, ended up going to the hospital, staying in the ICU overnight. She said she witnessed a family fleeing in terror. I did unfortunately see a small family running, terrified. There was a mom, dad, and two little kids in their hands, and they were saying, go, go, go. She walked Channel 41 through where it happened, where the friend was injured, said there was a crowd surge. The crowd ran from here, shoved her here, and then I started running as well because I didn't know what was going on. That's what our caller in the 2 o'clock hour said.
Yep.
He said people just started running and you didn't know what is happening.
Mm-hmm. And if these things continue, it's not going to be a cancellation that Lee Summit Days is going to do or, you know, and this didn't occur at Old Shawnee Days, thank God. What's going to end up happening is – these events are going to atrophy and people are just going to stop showing up. And for fear that, and if they do show up, it's going to be earlier in the day. They're not going to be there at night. I wouldn't,
I would just be furious.
No, offense, Lee Summit. Next year, not that I live anywhere near Lee Summit, I wouldn't take my family.
But they tried. They shortened the hours, okay? Yeah. They made the rides 12 and under so that maybe you wouldn't attract teenagers looking to go on the Ferris wheel or whatever. They changed the—I don't know what else Lee Summit can do. They had an entire police force out there, plus security. Then they had to call in the highway patrol.
And the sheriff's office.
And the sheriff's office because of these teenagers.
You don't let a teen in if they don't have an adult with them?
I think that's it. No more.
First, you have to lock it down.
But first, you have to lock it down. That's to Sam's point. How many arteries are there in downtown Lee Summit? Are you going to—
Every street.
Blockade every street.
Now you can, but again, the whole point of it is to bring people in to spend money at the businesses. So if you blockade every single street, then all of the people that are just one block outside that blockade are going to be like, well, what's the point? We're paying a little bit extra to help put this thing on, and nobody can even get to our business because they can't leave and re-enter the fair.
And I don't think you can say no teenagers. What if a mom wants to go with her 13-year-old daughter? We can't just blanket say we're not going to allow teenagers to a festival.
But your mom has to come with you. We're not a babysitting service.
Yeah, amen to that.
I have a crazy idea. Crazy, I know. Punish the kids involved.
Yeah. Oh, amen.
I mean.
When I heard they were released to their parents or guardians, I was livid.
They should have been put in juvenile detention for the entire weekend.
We will keep updating you as those updates become available. Okay. Oh, and welcome Algeria.
Yep.
Arrived last night in Lawrence.
Yep. They are in Lawrence. Is England in town yet?
No. They were down in Florida training.
What?
Probably getting used to the heat and humidity.
Huh.
Maybe going to Disney World, perhaps, before they come to Kansas City. I don't know.
Okay.
Just making stuff up now?
I was going to say, I thought they were already here. They were here last week because people are like...
Well, that was Argentina was here last week.
Argentina's here.
Yep. Might go down to Miami and party for a little bit. I don't know if they're going to have time.
They're taking a tour
By the way,
across the pond.
Story here from the Kansas City Star. With the World Cup coming to Kansas City this summer, the international governing body, read that FIFA, reserved up to 5,000 hotel rooms. For many of the nights of the organization's officials and business partners would be in town. That means that FIFA originally requested local hotels to reserve tens of thousands of rooms for the duration of the tournament that were meant for just FIFA. But as the event drew closer, FIFA canceled.
Yeah, I saw that.
The majority of those reservations, leaving local hotel managers to scramble to fill rooms this summer that they had hoped were already spoken for.
Yep.
Walker Swan, who is the general manager for Crown Plaza Hotel in downtown Kansas City, said he never expects a group to use all the rooms they block for major events, but FIFA's cancellation was larger than usual. Quoting here from Mr. Swan, "It was a lot, if I'm speaking honestly." He's also the president of the Hotel and Lodging Association. Quote, "Without getting into specifics, it was a majority of the rooms that they had blocked."
Why not say, and next time, right, put that in air quotes,
yeah.
Why not say you got to pay something up front? If you're going to make us block all of these out, the same way you would do for a wedding. If you're going to make us...
5,000 rooms.
If you're going to make us give you a block of rooms, that's fine. We need something up front in case the worst happens, which here it did.
They booked 14% of all the hotel rooms in Kansas City.
And then said, nope, never mind, we don't need them.
Yep.
I can't remember the exact details, so bear with me, but I heard a national story. I think it was out of Atlanta, and I think the number was like 250,000 hotel rooms booked for the month of June. And then the head of the hospitality department in Atlanta was like, that's a good number and all, except for normally it's like 350,000.
Hmm.
So it was lower.
Yeah. Like, it sounds good when you say the big number, but it's actually way worse than
it was lower than
a normal year.
Well, and Sam, let me tell you, because we are doing the whole wedding planning thing with my child, I know for a fact there were brides to be that just completely did not even consider this summer because they were told it's going to be too hard to have space. You're not going to be able to bring anyone in town because World Cup.
Right.
So I think, like, when the hotels are saying we're down more than we thought we would be, even with the World Cup, It's because so many people that would have been booking for other things in June and July didn't. When they were talking about their wedding, they were like, don't do it this summer, World Cup. Yep. So everyone moved to like, okay, we'll get married in September.
Well, and we heard the story from Rob next door, who had a buddy who, ahead of all of it, before any of the teams were announced, the second that Kansas City was announced as a World Cup host city, his buddy booked a week at a hotel in Kansas City. Fairly nice hotel. His buddy got a call back that said, actually, since we're going to have some pretty important teams in town in that time frame, we're going to have to up your rate, like, I don't know, 500%.
What?
Can they do that?
Or you can cancel. But if you don't cancel, just know that there will be a charge coming to your credit card for X number of dollars.
Is that even legal?
And the guy was like, I'm going to go ahead and cancel.
Like, for example, we're going to Cancun in August.
Yep. You agreed on a product and a room.
At a price.
Yep.
And so, for example, we booked this trip pre February 28th, which is the start of the war with Iran.
What's the fine print on your contract with the company?
I've already paid for it.
Still, what's the fine print on the contract?
Well, I don't know, but can you imagine, you know, because gas prices have obviously gone up since February 28th, and we're flying down on Southwest. Can you imagine if Southwest came to us and said, we agreed on this price, but we didn't anticipate that the United States was going to go to war with Iran and that the Strait of Hormuz was going
to
be blockaded.
Double the price.
And so we're going to need twice as much money.
It's called price gouging.
Oh, they could cancel your flight in a second.
I've already paid for it.
Doesn't matter. Here's your refund.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I mean, but they do it with hotels all the time.
913-586-7798.
Real quick, when we get back, speaking of, a police officer pulls over a young man for DUI.
Okay.
Young man had not been drinking at all.
0.00.
0.00, and the jury's award is in.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's key.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Telling you, you know we love our police officers on this program. We really do. But every once in a while,
don't always get it right. Don't always get it right. All right, tell me the story.
They keep saying a man, this happened to a man. This happened to someone's child. This kid was 19 when this happened. Okay.
It's technically
a man. Yes, he's old enough to go off to war. This is a child, okay. Which makes me even more angry about what happened. He has been awarded $100,000 after a wrongful DUI detention. And the more and more I read about this, the more angry I get.
Where did this occur?
In Iowa.
Okay.
A federal jury has awarded an Iowa man more than $100,000 after police detained him for driving under the influence when he was stone sober. Not all 19-year-old boys that are out running around are drunk behind the wheel, Scott.
I would bet most are not.
Body camera footage shows Newton police stopping Taven Galanakis in the summer of 2022. The officer said, "I smell alcohol." That was a lie. There was no alcohol in the car. He had no alcohol whatsoever. But the first thing the officer said was, "I smell alcohol."
Okay.
This kid agrees to the breathalyzer. And guess what? The breathalyzer shows
0.00.
Mm-hmm. Instead of just saying, "You know what? I'm sorry. My bad. Continue on with your day." Mm-hmm. The officer can then be heard asking, "Well, when was the last time you smoked weed?" "Tonight? No," Taven replied. "Well, I think it's tonight," the officer said. "I have had no weed tonight," Taven said. "Why do you think it's tonight?" he asked. "I blew zeros. Now you're trying to say I smoke weed. You can't do that, man," said Taven. And good on Taven, because most kids would be crapping their pants at this point.
Oh, sure. For sure.
Police detained him, then released him after more tests confirmed he was, in fact, sober. He sued the officers. He sued the city. He won. Jurors agreed this week, awarded $105,000 in damages.
Good.
Experts say the standard practice for law enforcement is to lean toward arresting and detaining a sober driver rather than risk letting them back out on the road.
No, absolutely not.
I have an enormous problem with that. You have just pulled over a 19-year-old who says he is not drinking. There was no alcohol in the car, even though you said you smelled alcohol, which we now know was a lie, and he blew 0.0. In what world is at that point detaining someone legal?
It's not. And I disagree with the premise entirely. You don't have the right to take away my freedom, which is when you're placed under arrest, you are removing my freedom.
Correct.
Freedom to move, freedom to go where I want.
Absolutely.
You don't have the right with the argument that, well, it's better be safe than sorry. Better to restrain you than run the risk that somehow you beat the system and you are intoxicated on something and we just can't prove it. No. For you to put me in handcuffs, you better have some proof that I did something wrong, or I will sue you.
He passed every single sobriety test. And by the way,
you got to let him go.
The video has been widely shared and shared and reshared and watched online, because you see a completely sober 19-year-old kid,
yep,
going through every test you want to put me through. I'm watching your finger. Mm-hmm. I'm doing the walk. He does everything right. Then blows 0.0. And then the officer goes, "Okay, well, he's not drinking. Could it be weed? Well, could it be heroin? So could it be?"
When they do that finger test, I have a number of friends who are cops. Do you know what they're looking for?
Yeah, your eyes. It goes.
When they go to the far left or far right, if you're intoxicated, your eyes will shake.
Yeah, and you can't stop it.
Right. And so that's why they go all the way over here and then all the way over there, and they're looking to see if your eyes shake.
The lawsuit, by the way, was for false arrest, which happened. Yep. Civil rights violations. I'm curious about that. Negligent supervision and training.
The civil rights has that. Don't read that as race related.
No, I'm not.
We don't know.
But you are taking away my rights if you detain me and I've done nothing wrong.
Therein would lie the civil rights violation.
And negligent supervision and training after arrested for drunken driving despite passing all sobriety tests.
Yeah.
Come on.
Just admit I got this one wrong. You're free to go. Have a good night.
Let's cut our losses. You're fine. Good job.
Yep. Hand to God. Hand to God.
Seriously?
Sorry.
I don't have a right hand. How could I have been using my cell phone with my right hand?
Listen to this exchange, okay?
Okay.
How much have you had to drink tonight?
Nothing.
None, he responded. What do you mean none? I've had nothing to drink. Mm-hmm. Okay, the officer said. Why would your eyes be watery and bloodshot? Later, the same officer asked again, how much have you had to drink? I have had nothing to drink. Officer, so your movements in the car, you fumbled over the registration, kind of say otherwise, and so does the odor of alcohol coming from your person. That right there is a flat-out lie. We know that now. And then he replies, listen to this, so does the odor of alcohol coming from your person. This 19-year-old looked straight at the officer and said, great, let's do the test then.
Good on him.
Because he knew he had not had anything to drink.
Well, and I'll tell you this, as I've gotten older, I have developed adult onset allergies, and they are out of control. And three weeks ago, Bob Fesco and I met for coffee, just, 10 o'clock in the morning, let's meet for coffee. And we're over at the Starbucks down the street, the new one over there. And I kept my sunglasses on. And he said, why are you keeping your sunglasses on? And I pulled them down. And I said, I am not as high as I look. I wasn't high. I wasn't on anything. But my eyes are, I step outside, boom.
Yep.
My eyes start to water. They get puffy. They get red. And it takes hours for those symptoms to go away.
The officers falsely claimed that he performed poorly on the tests, although when you go back and watch the video,
I'm sure
he passed all of them.
Yeah.
They then said, put your hands behind your back. And he goes, whoa, 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 give me a breath test. Yeah. The 19-year-old says, give me a breath test. He blows 0.0, and immediately after the breath test, they read him his rights and say, well, how much weed have you been smoking? He says, I've had no weed. What are you saying? Wait, you said I blew a zero, and now you're trying to say I smoked weed?
What was the original reason they pulled him over to begin with?
Two dim headlights.
His headlights were too dim?
One of them was dim, and one of them was, like, a headlight was out.
Okay.
Sounds like somebody was trying to get a cheap ticket that night.
And he just said, you can't do that. And the reply was, yes, I can.
No, you can't. We have been accused on this program of being too pro-police. And
when you get it wrong, just
admit it.
He's not drunk. That's a good thing, isn't it?
Yes, of course it is. Just let him go. I don't know why it is so difficult and I don't think it's exclusive to the United States. But I just think in human existence, I don't know why it is so hard for people to say, I goofed, I messed up, I made a mistake, and I'm sorry. I don't know why that is so hard. You have pulled this young man over. What if that was your son, officer? Would you want him run through the ringer like that? Now, I'm curious, we don't know, do we know the color of this young man?
He happens to be white.
You mean white?
White.
Interesting. Very interesting. 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. So there is apparently a new trend in China where adults who feel like they are stressed out are turning to adult-sized pacifiers.
Yet nothing quite says line forms to the left in your profile picture, like the 41-year-old dude sucking on a baby's pacifier.
So they're not baby pacifiers. They're adult-sized pacifiers. They're bigger, and they sell online from the cheapest one you can get is $1.40. The most expensive one you can get is $70.
Okay, this says, and it comes with an extra large silicone teat.
I'm sorry?
For stress relief and snoring reduction.
Mm-hmm.
No.
They argue it can also help you quit smoking.
Well, I do see the like oral fixation thing if you're really trying to quit smoking, but again, you're then swapping that out with you're walking down a public street with a pacifier in your mouth. What's weirder? I'm going to go with like the pacifier.
Okay, so some of the users over in China say this helps them calm their nerves when they're at work. Others say it helps them sleep. One review reads, "I feel comfortable sucking it."
Oh my God. Oh my God.
It gives me.
There's no way that's
there something in
There's
your throat.
There's no way that is going to cut down on snoring.
Why not? My brother wears a mouthpiece.
That's different.
By the way, dentists are saying this is not a
bad idea. You want butt teeth in your 50s?
It will cut down on spouses being annoyed by the snoring. Because the spouse won't be there anymore.
No, but the spouse will then roll over and be like, there's a pacifier in your mouth, weirdo. I'm out.
Exactly. That's what he meant.
God.
That's exactly what he just meant. Goodbye. What would you do?
No.
No?
I would die laughing, actually.
If in the middle of the night, like, this was his one secret from you.
Like, he's been hiding it.
And so you wake up. No. I want you to be serious.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a very serious question, and I want a serious answer.
Okay.
And Sam, I want the same about Mary Beth. You wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And they've been pulling this secret over you for
been
years.
A while.
Okay? Because they know that you never wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and even if you do, it's dark, and you can't see. All right? But you wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, you have to go to the restroom. Okay? And you hear...
Gross.
And you look over, and Johnny has an adult-sized pacifier in his mouth. Or for you, Sam, you wake up at 3 in the morning to go use the restroom, and you hear... And Mary Beth has a pacifier in her mouth.
Honestly, I would die laughing. And then I would be like, what are you doing?
We need to talk.
Like, wow.
I would say nothing in the moment. I would wait for the morning, and then I would politely inform her that I booked her an appointment with her therapist.
Yes. Could we have a discussion about last night, maybe?
Because I woke up at 3 in the morning, and you had an adult-sized pacifier in your mouth.
So I was a chronic teeth grinder in my sleep.
Oh, yeah.
And it continued into my mid-20s, and come to find out it was a result of drinking alcohol, not... You know, grinding my teeth being the problem. That was a result. Anyway, so for a couple of years.
I didn't know that that was a side effect.
I don't do it anymore.
Of drinking alcohol. Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, for a couple of years, I decided that I was going to go for the mouth guard route. Yeah, it's weird. It's very unattractive. And 99% of the time, you wake up with it stuck to your back. I can't imagine that it would be any different than an adult-sized pacifier.
Did you ever feel like you were going to choke on it in the middle of the night?
No, I'm not even kidding you. I woke up every single morning with it stuck to my back.
Okay.
Why was it stuck to your back?
Because I'd spit it out. And then I'd roll over in bed and wake up and I'd get up and, you know, do my morning constitutional. I'd be like, what's... Oh,
there it is.
It's literally stuck to my back. All right, good.
Okay.
Yeah, good stuff.
Couple sports things. Did you guys see Travis Kelce over the weekend had a hankering for ice cream?
Yes,
went to an Andy's.
I love this story.
Drove through an Andy's. So they're like, yes, please, can I take your order? And then on the other end was like whatever he ordered, ice cream.
He ordered the 87 concrete. Apparently, Andy's has created.
Stop it.
No, I'm not.
He
ordered
his own concrete.
He wanted to see what it tasted like.
Sure.
It's $6.
Okay.
And it's made with Oreos, caramel, and cookie dough.
That sounds good. And then the teenage clerk or whoever goes to hand him the 87 and is like, oh my God, it's you. I didn't even know. And he takes a picture and Kelsey's like, you know, flashing a peace sign. And then Kelsey goes on his way with his 87, whatever.
But 87 concrete.
What did he tip?
So it was $6.
Okay.
He tipped $84.
Oh, I love
story. I rephrase. He tipped $90.
$90.
On a $6 tab.
I'm sure you just gave him $100.
He probably just gave him $100 and said, keep it.
Right.
Yeah.
Isn't that lovely?
By the way, I don't know if it's his Insta or Twitter or whatever. Do you know what he is at?
I don't remember.
I do.
Go ahead.
Killa Trav.
It's Killa Trav.
Killa Trav.
Yeah.
He's too cool for all of us.
He is.
By the way, a portion of each 87 concrete goes to the 87 and Running Foundation.
Good.
And so he ordered his own.
Can you imagine you're just working on a Saturday night, you're tired, you're schlepping concretes to people out the window. Travis Kelce.
Killer Trav comes up.
Rolls up through your window. And then this football headline, big old headline today. The Texas Tech quarterback, Brendan Sorsby, in a stunning court reversal today, is apparently now eligible to play in the 2026 season after those massive gambling accusations came to light. He went and got treatment, right? Mm-hmm. And everybody said, like, he can't play anymore, can't play anymore, can't play anymore. A judge today said you can?
Yes, a judge in Lubbock said that he is eligible, that the NCAA cannot prohibit Sorsby from, quote, practicing, playing, or otherwise participating on Texas Tech's football team for the 2026 season. I think this is a disaster.
Well, Tech wants him back. Texas Tech says him back.
He didn't bet on Tech.
What?
His betting, as far as we know, if I understand the story correctly, was when he played at Cincinnati and Indiana.
You're right. Sorry. He was not playing for Tech yet. The sports world has exploded about this, obviously. How does a judge have a right to tell a billion-dollar private organization who it's allowed to play the sport or not?
Are they saying in the ruling that it's not NCAA's right or jurisdiction, it's more Tech?
The judge said, and I quote, the NCAA cannot prohibit Sorsby from practicing, playing, or otherwise participating on Texas Tech's football team for the 2026 season.
His attorney said, quote, this is a just result. He will continue in treatment, devote himself to his team and educating others about the dangers of gambling addiction, and there is no damage to the competitive integrity of NCAA games.
He bet on his own team. I mean, come on. There's a reason Pete Rose is not in the Baseball Hall of Fame where he would otherwise belong.
One of the arguments that I agree with is that if we ban athletes who come forward and ask for help, he was what, $90,000 down the tubes gambling?
I have no idea. On
sports gambling. That if we ban those athletes from ever playing again, there is not a single athlete who will ever come forward when they get in over their head and say, I need help. It will just shove it way deeply underground. And you'll be in so much trouble, you'll owe bookies all over the country, and you will not ask for help, even though you're an addict. You're not going to ask for help because you're going to lose everything if you do.
But they can choose to not do it.
Sam, the average age boys are placing their first sports bet, if you look this up, would
14,
stun
it?
You. I think it's 14 or south of that. It is, by the time these athletes are in college, they have been gambling for multiple years.
Can I take the flip side of your coin, though?
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and be a college player, and I'm going to gamble my butt off, and I'm going to make hundreds of thousands of dollars. And when I get caught, you know what I'm going to say? I'm addicted.
I'm addicted. I need to go to treatment, and then you have to what's happening here is a horrible precedent is being set.
Well, the other precedent would be no one ever comes forward and asks for help.
The other precedent should be don't do it.
Oh, Sam, they have got to have better education in all of these schools the second you walk in your freshman year.
You think they don't?
And they have to have better education, full well knowing that half these boys on these teams are already addicted when they come in. They've already been betting in high school. I know it's not legal to do it, but they're all doing it.
But Dana, I guarantee to you that there is not a single scholarship athlete that shows up on campus every fall. I don't care if you play football or basketball or softball or volleyball, soccer, it doesn't matter. Where you're not hauled into a room with the rest of your teammates and somebody with the compliance office is telling you under no circumstances, no matter what, you do not gamble on any athletic event. And here's the problem. Half of that room is going...
One of the things his attorney said was we are looking at this through the lens of 20 years ago, and we need to look at this through the lens of today where every single athlete is walking around with something called a cell phone, and these apps are on their phone, and they can just pull up an app right now and say, you know what, I feel like gambling on golf right now. They need to update their policies. Like, let's decide what that is. You certainly can't bet on your own team. That should be...
He did.
Or within your own sport, I would even argue.
I would agree with
you. But are we really going to say to the college young man, you can't bet on the NBA if you're on the golf team at K-State?
What about the kid on the KU football team? And I'm just using KU because they're nearby. This is completely facetious. What about the kid on the KU football team who is never betting on college football?
Okay.
He knows better. But he's good friends with a guy on the KU basketball team because they all live in the same dorm. And he has inside information on who's going to play that night and who's not.
Don't athletes already have that information? How much has Michael Jordan gambled over the years, Sam? It's got seven numbers in it.
Right, millions.
You're making the argument on why they shouldn't be allowed to sports bet with that comment. I can rewrite their policy for you right now. It's only a few words.
Don't do it.
Don't bet on sports, period.
Mm-hmm. It's
you want to go to the casino and bet all your money away? Have a time. Enjoy it. Do not bet on sports.
Yep.
You want to play sports at a high level? You don't get to do this.
Then they have to take the prop bets out of college sports betting.
They need to take the prop bets out of sports betting, period. Unless you're going to bet... that so-and-so is going to do better than he or she is listed at. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can't have it where...
you can throw the game.
Well, you can throw your performance.
Correct.
Yeah. Like, you know, if I'm an NBA star and I average 22 points a night and I'm gonna take the under on myself.
Should never be allowed. But I don't think the under should be allowed anyway.
I agree. By the way, NBA finals game three is tonight.
Knicks and four, baby. Let's go.
At Madison Square Garden.
Don't bet on it if you're in college.
Knicks currently lead 2-0. 913-586-7798.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less.
Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Scientists have discovered charred animal remains in South Africa that are up to 1.8 million years old, potentially pushing back the timeline of when humans first discovered fire by hundreds of thousands of years. Researchers happened upon the find during an investigation of South Africa's Wonderwork Cave, a repository that has harbored a treasure trove of prehistoric artifacts from stone tools to rock art. And they found charred human remains that date back 1.79 million years. Wow.
Animal or human?
Animal.
Okay.
A judge has dismissed a second-degree murder charge against an Arkansas sheriff nominee, Aaron Spencer, who allegedly killed his teen daughter's alleged rapist.
Remember this story when we first told you about it. This is a guy, happened to be running for office, who tracked down the man who brutalized his 13-year-old daughter. Was she 13? Is that right?
13 years old, that is correct.
And killed him.
Mm-hmm.
And he has been acquitted.
The sheriff's nominee had awoken around 1 o'clock in the morning to realize that this was in October of 2024, to realize that his daughter was missing. He quickly got in his car and found her in the passenger seat of a truck that a man by the name of Michael Fossler, 67 years old, was driving. He forced the truck off the road and allegedly shot Fossler, who lunged at him while holding something in his hand.
If I remember correctly, this cat had a history of predatorizing, being a predator.
The old guy did.
To his daughter,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now, we cannot live in a society of vigilante justice, nor on this program could we say that it would be perfectly reasonable to do what this man did, finding his daughter in the situation she was in. However, I will repeat what I said when we first learned that this had happened And that is, quote, there ain't a jury in the world that's going to put him away for that.
There wasn't even a judge that was willing to have him go to trial. The judge dismissed the case.
That being said, not okay. Like, not okay to do that.
Yeah.
Not surprised at the outcome.
And nearly half of Americans say they are worse off financially today than they were a year ago. Half of Americans. Birthdays today. Nancy Sinatra is 86. Boz Scaggs is 82. And Kanye West is 49. We got to run. Have a great night. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks. God willing, back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on Auto Trader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on Auto Trader. Really.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Denim starts with Abercrombie, and the people who wear it make it iconic. Their high-rise wide-leg jean is such a closet staple, while their ultra-loose low-rise is the go-to for nights out. And who could forget the high-rise 90s relaxed? It's the jean for every day. Complete the look with a bra-free top and you're set. Every pair comes in both classic fit and the viral curve love fit, with additional room through the hip and thigh to eliminate waist gap. It's truly denim made iconic. Shop Abercrombie Denim and more in the app, online, and in stores.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.